Good afternoon. Before we begin this public meeting, we would like to make a few reminders and recognize the following board members in attendance. We have Chair Nicole Caudle, we have Dallin Kutcher, we have Max Covey, we have Vice Chair Dustin Graybaugh. We are going to excuse Eric Hales, and I also do not see Ray Whitchurch yet. Board members, we ask that you indicate your name before commenting or making a motion for the public record. If you are a Zoom attendee and need to present an agenda item, our staff will promote you as a panelist. A pop-up on your screen will appear and then click Join as Panelist. If you are presenting, please have your camera on. If you'd like to make a comment during a public hearing portion of the meeting, please use the raise hand functionality and a staff member will unmute you when it's appropriate. With those reminders, I'll turn the floor over to Chair Caudle to conduct today's meeting. And there's Ray Whitchurch, so and Doug Smith. So we do have a full quorum.
Let's see. Okay, welcome. Thank you, board members, for being here. Appreciate your attendance today. Sorry. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. We will start with a consideration of the meeting minutes from June 17th. I would look to the board for, to the commission for discussion or a motion, please.
Madam Chair, this is Max. I have reviewed the minutes and move to approve the minutes as presented.
This is Doug, I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, that motion carries. We'll go on to item number two on our agenda, consideration of proposed amendments to the MIDA Military Recreation Facility Project Area Standards and Guidelines. We have a staff report on this from Richard Catton, so we'll turn the time to him.
Thank you. This is, let me give you just a little bit of history on how we got to where we are with short-term rentals. So originally our standards had short-term rentals allowed as a conditional use in condominiums. And it's good. The reason I'm going through this is we've been back to use two or three times and just to kind of catch everybody up. We had our first condos come in that were doing short-term rentals. It was Pioche Village. And frankly, doing them as conditional uses was a little awkward. We didn't want to do them individual units as that way, and they're not always grouped together. And so we changed them to permitted uses in condos. And at the time we did that, we also added townhomes as permitted uses for short-term rentals. So we're coming back to you today with two other kinds of residential units that we'd like to add as permitted uses for short-term rentals. One of them, and this is what you find in the ordinance or the suggested changes to the standards, there's some new definitions. One of them is a small lot, one family dwelling. and we define that as a one family dwelling. We don't use the term in our standards as a single family. We use the term one family. A one family dwelling on a lot that's smaller than 7,000 acres. And the other definition we've added is a hotel branded one family dwelling. And that is a one family dwelling that is sold as branded or affiliated with a hotel. And the short-term rentals for that unit are operated by the hotel itself through the hotel's reservation system and front desk. And the hotel's responsible for that. So the reason these came about is those are two different kinds of units that are going to be built within the village that seem to fall into the same category of townhomes and condos that we already allow short-term rentals in. So we're just kind of extending that out and we're adding those as permitted uses. And then just one other quick thing, the way we regulate these, and this is also in the standards and it has been in there for a while, is through an executive order issued by the MIDA executive director. We have that executive order in place. We'll update it to include these, but that executive order lays out the kind of licensing you need to be able to do short-term rentals and all those types of additional information. And one last item is we have maintained the language in here that says in just regular single family homes or one family homes, primarily talking about our estate lots would fall into that. We do not allow short-term rentals.
Okay,
With that, I'll turn it back.
Okay, thank you, Richard. To the commission for any questions.
This is Dallin Kosher. Just a clarification of, I heard small, I think I heard the word, the term small lot size was 7,000 acres. You meant 7,000?
Oh, did I say acres? I apologize. It's 7,000 square feet.
Yeah, I was like,
okay. I appreciate you noticing that.
But so that, what, how much is an actual acre? I know I should know that, but I don't
an
know.
Acre is just over 43,000 square feet.
Okay, gotcha.
And our large estate lots are in the tens of thousands of square feet. This would not, so that does not apply to them. The actually, this is being written because one of our developers is going to build a small section of cabins, and that's what this would apply to.
Do you know how many units this could potentially be?
I think right now the plan is six. It's not very many.
Okay.
Thank Obviously, you. That could change, but that I think that's the current plan.
Okay.
Great questions. Anyone else? And sorry, I said commission. I meant committee. Anyone else? Any other member of the committee has questions or comments?
Yeah, Richard, this is Doug Smith. When you say one family dwelling, I'm assuming that could be triplex, duplex, fourplex.
Boy, that's a good question. I actually know. I mean, I think and I have the definition up here in front of me. We define dwelling, and a dwelling is a building or portion thereof designed or used for residential occupancy. And then it says including one family, two family, multifamily, apartment structures, condos, and then the two we've added. So I guess it could.
Yeah. And the reason I mention that is we just barely, it's been a week or so, had a complaint about a short-term rental or a number of short-term rentals up in the Black Rock Ridge area north of you guys. And it's regarding parking, because some of these short-term rentals have 20 beds in them. And you have, and up there you have four parking stalls. They're double car garages and double wide driveways. So you have four off-street parking stalls, and I guess they're still having a lot of problems with on-street parking, which in the winter could be an issue with plowing and all that type of thing. So just
yes, and our rules don't allow on-street parking.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, anywhere in the village, it does not allow that. But that you raise a good point.
So
we need to be careful about what we're doing here.
Go ahead, Ray.
So how are you planning on enforcing this?
We enforce it through an executive order that's been issued by Paul Morris that we're currently updating, but you have to have your unit managed by a state-licensed property manager. I'm trying to remember this off the top of my head. It's been a while since I looked at it, but you have a state property manager, a state-licensed property manager. You also have to have a county license. You have to have someone that can be there within 30 minutes. We have a whole variety of things like that to try and control these. And we have the ability to pull your license.
Is there a whole series of regulations that are accompanying this, or
those are in the executive order that accompanies this? And I'll be honest with you, the reason we wrote it as an executive order is we can be more quickly responsive to problems that way. We don't have to bring it back to you and then wait for a board meeting and take them through the board. So that's why we went that route with the executive order.
Yeah, I wrote one of these, and it had just a whole one of these ordinances, and it had a whole series of different restrictions that came along with the STR.
Yeah, and I'm happy to send you a copy of our executive order. You take a look at it.
That'd be great. Thank you.
And please make any suggestions you have when you see it.
Okay, any other questions from the committee? Ashley, do we have anyone with their hand raised? Anyone else that's online with us that would like to speak?
I do not see any hands raised in the panelists or attendees.
Okay, thank you. We'll bring it back to the committee then for more discussion or a potential motion.
One quick reminder, sorry, Nicole, if I can
You're great.
Interrupt. I just wanted to mention that I should have mentioned it when we were talking about it originally, is the DRC's role here is to make a recommendation. And then the final say on whether this is actually implemented is up to MIDA board.
Thank you. Thanks for that clarification.
Can I ask another question?
Of course.
So when someone applies for a short-term rental license, do they have to show things like off-site, off-street parking and that type of thing? Do you know, Richard?
I believe they do, yeah. And Doug, I'll send you a copy of that too. Anybody that would like to, just let me know and I'll send you a copy of our executive order.
Okay.
So Richard, is this just the enabling language that we're doing in the executive order carries?
Yes, yeah. What we're doing is we've had the system set up for a little while. We're just adding two new kinds of properties that it applies to.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
This is Doug. I'll make a motion that we recommend approval of the proposal on short-term rentals.
This is Ray. I'll second that.
Okay, great. Thank you. We've got a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, that motion carries and we'll pass that item on to the MIDA board for review based on that recommendation. We have item number three on our agenda, but we need to dispense with that item as our executive director was not able to join us today. So we'll get an update from her at our next meeting. So that leaves us with a motion to adjourn, please.
Motion to adjourn. This is Doug.
Second, Ray.
Ray, all in favor say aye.
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 Hearing none opposed, rule that motion carries. Thank you again for being here with us today and have a great rest of your afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's 2:14 and we're adjourned.